Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. It's a Thursday. We've made it just one more day until the weekend without any Steelers football. Nonetheless, we've made it. My name's Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is here. Colony, he's ready, as always, to bring you updates at 0, 20, and 40. Thereabouts on the clock. So good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Or close to it, anyway, as close as he can get. Everything's good. I think I already have seasonal affective disorder. Like, I hate this dark, rainy, cold nonsense.
Jim was talking about that a little earlier today when I spoke to him. He was saying the same thing. He's like, yesterday it was 8:30 and we still didn't know if it was
right.
If it was light out or not.
8:30 a.m. or p.m.
Right. Right, one of those things. So, got my flu shot yesterday.
Yeah?
Still, I'm good.
So, here's the
thing. No pain.
Real quick, we've talked about this a lot, so I don't want to beat the dead horse.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife got her flu shot yesterday, too. And she said the nurse that gave it to her is at our doctor's office. So, this is a pretty experienced nurse. She said she's been doing flu shots for like 25 years or something.
Okay.
My wife, no soreness in the arm at all. She's like, yeah, I didn't even know the lady did it.
Yeah, same with me.
So, like, I'm just convinced that you either get someone who knows what they're doing or someone who's just, bang, going full, just shoving it into your arm. And
I got mine from the pharmacist up there.
The pharmacist?
The pharmacist, Roy D. Mercer. Do you ever hear? Those are the greatest spoof. Like a radio DJ, I forget where, Memphis or somewhere?
I don't know.
They're kind of like Southern.
Yeah.
Jerky Boys prank calls.
Yes, yes.
Roy D. Mercer. I'm going to come
right
up there and the pharmacist told me.
I haven't heard those in years.
Oh, my gosh. And every time I go to the pharmacist, I just think of the pharmacist. So I got mine from the pharmacist. She was wonderful.
Okay.
And it was at Target in, I don't know, Grandview Crossing, I guess it is. Right across from the American Natural that we go to on Route 8.
In Hampton.
Yeah, right across from there, there's a Target. So I went in there, sat in the chair.
Boom, done.
Boom, yeah. It was finished. But, all right, I got, hold on, I got to throw something away.
All right.
And do that. Okay, so I got a message here in a different realm we were talking about. This is interesting to me. Do you remember how we were talking about that earthquake in Washington, PA yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, and it happened like 2 days ago, I guess. It was a 2.2 earthquake, and we were saying, you want to experience an earthquake, but then when you're in it, do you really, like, you think you're prepared, but will you carry out your plan? It's one
right,
of those things,
right.
Fight or flight sort of thing. So I got a message from a wonderful young lady that I went to high school with.
Okay.
Her name's Jackie Bell. And she is one of those people that, you know those people you grew up with that you're like, I wish I could be as nice as them. I'm just not as nice as this person.
Side conversation. Have you ever met someone named Jackie who wasn't really nice?
Really good call. Really good call.
Some of the nicest humans in the world that I know, Jackie's.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great call. Well, Jackie Bell, I graduated with, went to high school with, junior high and high school with.
Uh-huh.
She's super kind and nice and does a lot for a lot of people and has always been that way. So anyway, she sends me a message. She works, she's like a consultant for teachers. She like teaches teachers how to teach. You
okay.
know, like,
yeah,
she,
I get it.
So she travels all around the country. Excuse me, man, I got this thing. So anyway, she writes me a message here, and she says, so you're talking about those earthquakes, right? When I was working as a consultant before, I was spending a lot of time in California. I happened to be training a group of teachers on a day when they had their Great California Shakedown, in quotes. Great California Shakedown event. No joke. It's a day where everyone has to practice the earthquake drill.
Really?
It's mandated. We had to stop in the middle of the training and all get under the tables. I guess it's to protect you from falling debris. Then we had to evacuate. We're out in the parking lot area. No joke. They had a temporary morgue set up. I'm not
Wait,
kidding.
For the drill?
Yes. Talk about morbid. But it was practicing for massive earthquakes. J- just like we would practice once a year for the tornado drill. Remember that? When we'd sit in the hallway with our heads down?
Yeah.
She sends a picture of herself under a desk, all dressed up, that she sent out to a bunch of people. This is the pic I snapped back then, under the table. They had a temporary morgue in, like, triage set up. I mean, they went all out.
That part is weird.
The great, and then there's a news story, a news link she sent me, that was the Great California Shakedown, that like everybody gets on board and you just stop all you're doing just in case there's a big one. I thought of this immediately. How uncanny would it be if the earthquake happened
while you were doing the drill?
Yeah.
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 That would be something.
So it's kind of like, okay, we're doing full on practice today. Everybody, it's in this. You got to do it.
This would usually be the part where Jim would run in and tell us about getting under his desk as a kid for just in case the big one was dropped.
You know,
just in case the Cold War became less cold and actually became hot.
Oh, so anyway, she was listening to that live. Her father, her late father, he died maybe, I don't know, 2 years ago or so. She sent me a very nice note that he would listen all the time.
Oh.
And she was like, yeah, I went to high school with that guy. but yeah, so it was like her connection to Pittsburgh sports. She's not even like a huge sports fan. She would just listen because we remind her of her dad.
Yeah.
Which is pretty neat.
Very cool.
But anyway, the Great California Shakedown. I'm envisioning myself as like, you know, a lot of people move to California.
Right.
And them say like, I don't know, third, fourth day on the job. Hey, we got this thing today we got to do. I mean, we would be jagoffs about it, but like, I guess you got to take it seriously.
Well, yeah, you have to.
It's
otherwise,
like when you go on a cruise, they make you do the lifeboat
thing. Yes, and waste 15 minutes of everybody's day, and everybody's like, can we just be done with this?
Oh.
I just, for some reason, this Great California Shakedown drill just makes, remember the Bob Seger song from Beverly Hills Cop? Shakedown.
You're busted. For me, it brought up Shakedown Street from the Grateful Dead. Okay. Well,
you can never tell.
You tell me this town ain't got no heart. My throat hurts. But anyway, it would have been much better anyway.
You're busted.
So that's that. Not a whole lot going on in my world. I was not nervous with the flu shot yesterday. So my wife bumps into Holden, right, at Cycle Bar.
Okay.
Cycle Place, right? Holden apparently got his flu shot. Number one, he says it hurt really bad. And number two, he felt cold shivers just after.
Oh. Well, I saw him out there today.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there. I saw him already up on the screen, so he must be healthy enough to report.
Is that a real thing, though, that people mentally think they think they're getting sick?
I think it's in your head. It's like when, you do catch a little bit of maybe like hair on the back of your neck stands up, or like a cold shiver or chill, like right after the shot. But that's just like somebody shoved a needle in your arm. It happens.
I couldn't even feel it.
I don't think that's anything to do with like the virus actually. I mean, I understand that's what they do.
Is it non-active, right? Isn't that the thing? Isn't there something where it's non-active?
It's supposed to be, I think.
It's like
but
a
it's supposed
dormant
to be just
virus.
Enough to elicit an immune response.
I have a feeling we have this conversation every year.
Probably.
I also have a feeling it's like there's like a wives' tale version of the flu shot, and then there's like the real medical person thing. And they're at a heavy divide. Like, you'll never convince the wives' tale believers that they don't get a little sick, and you'll never convince the medical people, because they're medical people, that it's anything else but just science. But the people that believe in the wives' tale are like, I don't care what the doctor says. No, I feel different every year.
Yes. It's one of those things where people will refuse to acknowledge science and reality and just go with what they believe.
Like the texts we get here every year when we talk about this. Had a flu shot once. Worst sickness ever. Had to take 2 weeks sick. I don't know.
Maybe you just got sick around the same time you got your flu shot.
Maybe the earthquake happened during the Great American Shakedown or whatever.
Yes.
I had something happen last night. I was laying on my hand, in my sleep, and I woke up, and my head felt just like two balloons. It was...
Nothing there? Just
totally tingly, numb, and it felt like it was, 10 feet wide, my hand was, and pulsing.
Yeah, it's weird.
There was no blood going into it. Well, here's the bad part. I had to go to the restroom.
Oh.
And utilize my hand.
Use the offhand. Offhand wing.
And then my wife, I could feel my wife yelling at me this morning about collateral damage on the floor. And so I couldn't function my hand. I was shaking it. I was hitting it against the wall, trying to get the blood to go into it, but I couldn't wait anymore for the event to happen.
Yes.
That's why I woke up, because I had to go.
Hmm.
And so I think in the faint darkness, because I don't like to turn the light on, even though I'm in close.
Which would explain why.
I get yelled at so much.
Yeah, shrapnel.
So I think I did a pretty good job. But I don't know. And by the time my hand came to,
right,
I was done.
Yeah. So that's not going to work.
Yeah. Now I'm sick from this flu shot.
See?
I was just going to say that.
No, I just have a little
more coughing yesterday.
No, I was. I forced that cough there because my throat is still fatigued some.
Okay.
It freaks Starkey out that I'm talking a little bit with a
little hoarseness.
Yes, he comes in here and wipes it down like it's Chernobyl.
He really does. It's. If you ever want to, I've mentioned this before, but if you ever really want to mess with Joe Starkey, walk up, shake his hand, say, "Hi, Joe, how you doing?" And then start to act as if you're really contracted, like, I don't know, swine flu, anything. And you just start coughing. And watch the way he acts at that point.
No.
Because he will spend... It doesn't matter if women and children are in the way. He will find like Clorox wipes or bleach, whatever he can, and just immerse himself in it.
He came in Monday, I guess it was. It would have been Monday. And I cleared my throat as he was walking in the door. I went like that because I have...
Right.
And he looks right at me in the most serious face. He goes, "Are you sick?" And I go, "No, I just have a fatigued throat. Like, my voice is tired from we talk for 4 hours a day."
Yes.
Outside the commercials. But we talk a lot. And he looked at me and he was dead. It was kind of like, "Do you have malaria?" You know.
Do you have some communicable disease that can somehow be transmitted to me?
Is it fatal? Like when you're diagnosed with something. Like he looked at me and he really goes, "Are you sick?" And I don't, like, what would I have said? Yes.
I would have done just to screw with him because it's that easy.
Anyway.
Oh my God, Mackie, you may be dying.
You know what I thought of when I saw him wiping down this microphone and everything as he does every day? I want to see Joe Starkey walk into the grocery store and the way he handles the cart. You see some people, because they put the wipes by the cart.
Here's the thing with the wipes by the cart. That was never a thing until, 5 years ago?
I know.
People walked into grocery stores every day. Since the beginning of time, since the beginning of grocery stores and carts, buggies, sorry, and they would put their hands on that cart, they'd shove their babies in that little slot in the front of it, and they'd walk around no problem, not even thinking about the dude that handled it beforehand.
I've got something even deeper than that. So people walk in and they wipe the cart all down, just like they're, like, I don't know. Again, like it's Chernobyl and they've got to take care of it and whatever. So they wipe this cart all down. They use 400 Clorox wipes. Then tell me the logic in this. That same person that just spent 20 minutes wiping down the cart.
Right.
The first thing they do is walk up to a freaking cantaloupe that was grown in Bolivia.
That's been groped by 75,000
different
people
who never had any flu shots or anything.
Yeah.
Touch this thing. And they blew their nose all over the place.
As
there's
far
spiders
as you know,
and gorilla monkeys and everything on it.
That cantaloupe was on the floor 30 seconds ago, and somebody just picked it up and put it back.
As far as they know, a Bolivian gorilla rubbed it on its backside and then gave it to somebody.
As far as I know, they don't have gorillas in Bolivia.
They
but go
might.
With it.
And then they gave it to a person who had no shots.
Right.
No medical care that picked it for, you know.
Yeah.
12 cents a day. They give it to this guy. He's sick to begin with, maybe. Then it goes on a train. It comes through wherever, Central America. But that person's worried about their cart. And they're touching cantaloupes and, artichokes.
Melons.
Right.
Yeah.
It never made any sense. Never made any sense. I could see Starkey. I could see Colony as the wipe down the cart guy with the.
You think?
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure.
No.
Yes, with the Clorox wipes. Absolutely.
Starkey, definitely.
Yeah, Starkey might wear like a bubble suit to the grocery store. Anyway,
think
big
of the amount of
show
bacteria,
today. Brian Billick at 8, Bill Cowher at 9, Mario makes his picks from the incline,
it's
and
special.
Brian. Yeah, we're excited about that. I don't even know what the game. Oh, what is the game? Cowboys?
No, Chiefs Broncos.
Chiefs. That's right. AFC West Showdown.
Mm-hmm.
I heard them say. Brian Lawton, 9:30, NHL
nice.
Network.
Haven't talked to Lawton in a while.
I know. We got a lot of good stuff. Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.